More people are getting a look at electric vehicles this month, as some demonstration events are being held around Wisconsin. Clean air groups and others continue to promote the all-electric cars as alternatives to ones that run strictly on gasoline or even to gas-electric hybrids. However, one hurdle to having more electric vehicles on the road remains getting more charging stations where drivers away from home can get a fill-up of electricity. WUWM's innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
Industry figures show electric vehicle or EV sales went up in almost every state last year. Wisconsin sales of EV increased 24%. But here in the Badger State, the market share of EV remains relatively tiny, less than 1%. Still, those drivers who have made the switch seem very happy. Kenosha resident Joe Dubanowitz is one of those folks.
The car's on.
Dubanowitz is behind the wheel of his 2017 Chevy Bolt EV, an electric car that can go more than 250 miles on a charge. There's no gas-powered motor to make a lot of noise. During a test drive, you mainly hear the sound of the wheels rolling on bumpy pavement. Dubanowitz says the Bolt has great acceleration and handling. He says the only drawback is that running the heater or air conditioner sucks energy from the battery.
I tend to not use heat or air conditioning because it chews up too much electricity. It decreases my range, and I prefer to have more range and open the windows if I'm feeling warm.
Or dress warmly on a cold day. EV owners also say their car doesn't pump out air pollution. Many drivers still need to get their electricity from a power plant fueled by coal or natural gas, but Dubanowitz usually charges his Bolt from solar panels on the roof of his house.
I want clean air. My t-shirt says I heart clean air.
Dubanowitz says buying the Bolt EV wasn't cheap. Other drivers say they've been able to buy less expensive used EVs. Nick Wuchak of Richfield recently purchased a 2016 Fiat 500e after getting rid of a gas-powered Ford.
I sold a Focus ST that I was driving before this. It was costing me about $150 a month in gas, and this one now is only costing me about $15 in electricity.
Wuchak says he can get more than 100 miles between charges. He says he carefully plans his trips so he doesn't have what's called range anxiety or fear of depleting the battery. EV advocates believe more drivers would go all electric if there was a better network of charging stations around the state, especially so-called fast chargers, which can cost more to use but slice hours off the process. Department of Energy maps show about 30 charging stations in southeastern Wisconsin, though many are clustered in Milwaukee. Ryan Clancy co-owns the family entertainment center Bounce Milwaukee, which hosted an electric car gathering in its parking lot last week. Clancy has EVs for his home and business. He says Wisconsin has fallen behind on chargers.
If you look at similar states like Indiana, they have many more electric vehicle owners per capita. They also have a much more robust charging infrastructure, and I think those things kind of go hand in hand.
This summer, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers used a partial budget veto to try to steer up to $10 million toward more charging stations, using money from a multi-state settlement with Volkswagen over an emissions cheating scheme. But the Milwaukee-based Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WILL, is challenging the move. Attorney Anthony LaCocco says his group isn't taking on electric vehicles, just the governor's powers.
Governor Evers used his partial veto authority to fundamentally transform the bills that were sent to his desk into bills that had never been contemplated by the legislature.
LaCocco says lawmakers wanted all of the Volkswagen money to help school districts buy energy-efficient buses. Will has asked the state Supreme Court to directly hear the case. If the high court refuses, LaCocco says Will might sue in circuit court. Even so, state government these days seems more open to electric vehicles. The Public Service Commission is continuing an investigation of EV that it launched 5 months ago. And today at the state capitol, groups are showcasing innovations with electric and renewable fuel vehicles and offering test drives. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for innovation reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.